بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, Alhamdulillah, we continue the important lessons that we learn from Surah Yusuf, or some of them. And yesterday we spoke in detail on zina, the harms of zina. Today we continue. When Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was then sent into prison, just to, not as a punishment, but the minister realized that he was innocent, and just to calm things down and quieten things down. So when he was sent into prison, two others were also imprisoned with him, and we explained the other day when we discussed some dreams, the two dreams that these two people, two inmates, had seen, and they come to Yusuf alayhi salatu salam for an interpretation. But before interpreting their dreams, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam first gave them da'wah towards Islam and Iman. He saw this golden opportunity. He realized that they were not believers. And more important than just giving them an interpretation of the dream was to invite them towards Islam. So he promised them that before their food would come to them, he would give them the interpretation of the dream. So they agreed. And then he invited them towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Tawheed. And this is the job and task of every believer. Inviting others towards Islam and Iman. We have to make shukr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. But what about those people who have got no Iman? It is our responsibility that we invite them in a nice manner with hikmah, diplomacy, in a kind manner, explain to them the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu salam explained to them, أَأَرْبَابٌ مُتَفَرِّقُونَ خَيْرٌ أَمِ اللَّهُ الْوَاحِدُ الْقَهَّارِ. In a very sensible, reasonable manner, he asked them if different gods, one god for rizq, one god for the weather, one god for health, one god for this, are several gods better, or one Allah who is all powerful in control of every single thing? So he begins to give them da'wah towards Iman. And he explains to them that he did not adopt the life of shirk, but he followed the creed and way of life of his forefathers, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ishaq alayhi salatu salam, Yaqub alayhi salatu salam. And they never made any shirk. They did not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. This is from the blessings of Allah ta'ala, the grace of Allah. All of us have got Iman. We are sitting in the masjid. Make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the fadl of Allah upon us. Just ponder for a second. What if we didn't have Iman? Where would we have been tonight? So therefore, it is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even entering into Jannat will be through the fadl and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Totally to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, ذَلِكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. Yusuf alayhi salam says, but most of the people are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we discuss the lesson of shukr that has been also understood from this verse of Surah Yusuf. And shukr is a very important character of every believer. The other day we did sabr, and I said how wonderful is the affairs of a believer, as it is mentioned in the hadith, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. All his matters, everything is good for him. If some adversity befalls him, he makes sabr. Sabr is good for him, he'll be rewarded. If some good comes to him, prosperity, he makes shukr, and that is good for him. So this is only for a believer. He makes sabr, he gets reward. He makes shukr, he gets reward. How kind Allah Ta'ala is upon us. So this is a trait of a believer, that he makes shukr. And we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the bounties Allah has given us. And therefore, the moment a ni'mat is taken away from us, a ni'mat is snatched away from us, Allah protect us, Allah give us afiyat. But the moment you're missing any ni'mat that you were enjoying previously, then you appreciate that ni'mat. Person who is sick, he realizes what health is, how important health is. A person who had plentiful of wealth and suddenly he becomes poor, now he realizes the ni'mat of wealth. Person has a wife, she passes away, he's living all alone, he realizes what a ni'mat a wife is. So everything there, these are all ni'mat which we take for granted. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes out midday, extremely hot, and he sees Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And both are walking midday, extremely hot. Ma akhradakuma min buyutikuma, he asked them, what took you all out from your home? What's the matter? So they explain, we are extremely hungry. So he says, it's the same thing that has driven me out of my home. Imagine, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they go to, in one narration, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, another narration, another sahabi, Abu al-Haytham, I think, radiallahu ta'ala. So there are various narrations, but Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, the story goes, the Rasulullah goes there, and he had just gone out. So his wife recognized it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She allows him inside. She says, your brother will come just now. And shortly after that, Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala appears. And he gets delighted. What excellent guest he has at his home today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And then immediately, he offers them a variety of dates. Now we have dates, so we'll understand. We have rutab, the soft one. Then we have the tamar, a bit harder one. Different types of dates. He placed entire branch and different, a cluster of grapes, of dates, different type of dates. And he goes quickly and he slaughters a goat. And he begins to prepare a meal for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, they partake of this meal. They were extremely hungry. They had no food. And they were compelled to come out of the home. Now Allah Ta'ala gave them this ni'mat. And then Rasulullah tells them that Allah has given hada tamrun, wada busrun, wada rutab. There's a variety of dates. Allah has given us this meat to eat. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will question us on all these ni'mat Allah has given us. Did we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Our parents and grandparents had taught us when we were small, after eating, shukr alhamdulillah. Nowadays, that shukr doesn't come, there's no bismillah, ya'ala barakatillah, alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amana, wa saqana, wa ja'alana muslimin. We don't read these duas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned two things. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah promises with great emphasis. And remember, Allah emphasizes on something. Allah doesn't have to emphasize on anything. But Allah emphasizes to show us how important, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us that particular thing. Allah says, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ I will increase you in that bounty. I've given you food, you make shukr, Allah said, I will increase you. I've given you health, you make shukr, I will increase you in your health. And another verse, وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ If you make shukr, Allah says, Allah will become happy with you. And if you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, then remember, my punishment is severe. The people of Saba, Allah had given them plentiful. Can you imagine two orchards laden with fruits? Trees were full, different type of fruits. And in between, a beautiful river running. Absolutely, the air was fresh. To such an extent, Mufassirin say that a traveler coming from, a foreigner coming from outside, or a traveler going past, if he had any insects on his body, any ticks or fleas, the moment he puts his foot into the city, of Sabah, the fresh air would kill all these insects. Allah talks about this city, Baldatun Tayyiba. Tayyiba. Extremely pleasant and beautiful. And Allah gave them plentiful. But these people were so ungrateful. They turned away. فَأَعْرَضُوا Instead of obeying Allah, instead of thanking Allah, instead of glorifying Allah, and showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they turned away from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down all the floods. And these people, they did not take heed of any warning signs. So the wall of the dam collapsed. The entire city was underwater. Entire city was destroyed. And these people, Allah had made it so easy for them on the journeys. If they had to go undertake a long journey, Allah shortened the journey for them. And even in this short journey, Allah had different rest stations for them. Like how when we're traveling from here to Johannesburg, then we have the Shell Ultra, we have different garages where a person can just rest and have a sandwich or just have tea, something, and he carries on. So Allah had made the journey very easy for them. And these people, what is it? رَبَّنَا بَاعِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا We're not enjoying this journey. We want long journeys. As a result of the ungratefulness, Allah says, فَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ A very strong word in Arabic. Allah said, we tore them into pieces. Take a paper, a page, and you tear it into pieces. Allah tore the entire city into pieces. And Allah warns us, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, when Allah talks about, verily man is ungrateful, and where has Allah mentioned this right in the end, in Surah Al-Adiyat, after taking a promise on the war horses, and Allah explained the beautiful qualities and how loyal a war horse is to its master, despite the enemy attacking them, this horse is prepared to go into the very thick of the battle. And Allah talks about the galloping of this horse and how its hooves strike onto the rocky terrain and the sparks emit and the dust is rising and it goes right into the thick of the battle for the sake of its human master. And Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ But insan, you are ungrateful, most ungrateful to your Rabb. Your Allah has given you everything, the air that we breathe in. Did we ever thank Allah for the air that we breathe in? Person has an asthma attack, he's unable to breathe, then he realizes the value of the air that he's breathing in. There are people who are unable to eat, Allah give them good health, give all of us good health, Allah protect us. They have all the money in the world, but their food has to be mashed. They're unable to eat it. So these are all ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi see, he used to say, what is the meaning of ungratefulness? Man يعد المصائب وينسى النعم Man recalls every musibah that has befallen him. You know, this happened to me. I lost that property and this business venture and I got sick and this happened. He'll remember all those things. But the billions of ni'mat he never even recounts. He doesn't even recall. He doesn't even remember. He doesn't even count them. He doesn't even think about them. So therefore, here, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ Most of the people are not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this quality of shukr, it's part and parcel of a believer's life. Every single day we make shukr. I had mentioned previously, out of Ramadan, the simple dua, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, aw bi ahadin min khalqik, faminka wahdaka la sharika lak, falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. In the morning, when the person wakes up in the morning or after Fajr Salat, you read this dua, oh Allah, I've risen in this morning with whatever ni'mat I'm enjoying or any of your makhluk, it is only from you. The bounty is only from you. And Ya Allah, you've got no partners. فَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ وَلَكَ الشُّكْرُ All praise is due to you and all thanks is for you. فَقَدْ أَدَّى شُكْرَ يَوْمِهِ ذَلِكَ Rasulullah says, if he reads his dua, then he has shown gratitude for that particular day to Allah Ta'ala. Just by reading this dua, because what is this dua? It is actually an acknowledgement and you're confessing, you're acknowledging that all bounties are coming only from Allah. And that is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned also. One is, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mat. And also Rasulullah has taught us that when mankind does you a favor, then you thank man as well. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. The person who has not thanked people for any favor they have done to him, then in essence you haven't thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he advised his son, he says, be thankful to Allah. Be thankful to Allah. Whosoever is ungrateful, that Allah is not in need of anyone's thanks. Allah is the praised one. One hadith says, four things, whoever gets them has achieved the good of this world and the hereafter. Whoever's got these four qualities, he's got the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Number one, lisanun dhakir. A tongue that is busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we have to reflect. Our tongue, what do we use our tongue for? How much of good do we use our tongue for? The entire day, what type of words are we saying? What type of words are we speaking? Do we ever ponder and reflect? Is there a need for me to say this? Most of us fall into this trap. We just say something, then we regret. وَلَا تُكَلِّمْ بِكَلَامٍ تَعْذِرُ مِنْهُ غَدًا. Don't speak such things that you will regret tomorrow. Eesh, I shouldn't have said that. See, I said that night, offended him. I blurted out this, I angered him. So therefore we have to ponder. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, pehle tol, phir bol. First weigh your words. Measure your words. Then speak. It is better to remain silent. Man samata naja. That person who remains silent, he is safe. The moment you speak, now you have to worry. Was there any benefit? Did it cause any harm? So a person who's got lisanun dhakir, a tongue that is moist in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the first quality of the person who's got the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Lisanun dhakir. Then a heart that is grateful. Qalbun shakir. That's what we're discussing now. He's content. He's making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not complaining. Every small thing, he's complaining. No, this person is not so. He is a person who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever little Allah has given him. He's grateful to Allah. Then a body which is patient. وَبَدَنُ عَلَى الْبَلَاءِ صَابِرٌ. And a body which is patient on the test that comes upon it. Think of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. The sickness and the illness and the long period, the duration where he remained in that condition, but he made sabr. And he didn't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who's got a body that is patient, when any test falls, some disease comes upon him, but he makes sabr. And the fourth one, a wife who is not being unfaithful regarding a person's wealth and her body. So in other words, she protects her chastity. She protects her body for the sake of her husband. She is chaste. And also she is not disloyal to his wealth. So if you have a wife who is going to be protective and preserving the husband's wealth and her own body, she doesn't commit zina, then this person who's got these four qualities has got the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make proper shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single day, make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes us just a few seconds. Therefore, in one hadith, it is mentioned, At-ta'imu shakir, kas-sa'imi sabir. A person who is eating food, is consuming food, but he is making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has been compared and likened to a person who is fasting and he's patient. Ulama go into academic discussions about what's better, sabr or shukr. We're not going to go into all that. When we are tested with any calamity, then we have to make sabr. But don't ask for sabr. Don't ask for sabr. Rasulullah sees a sahabi of his in a very critical condition, extremely ill. What happened? He said, I made dua, Allah must give me sabr. So Rasulullah explained to him, you should not have made this dua, because now by asking Allah to grant you sabr, you are actually inviting some test. Ask for afiyat. Afiyat means safety, security, freedom from any type of calamity. Any divine calamity, any type of musibat, any type of afat. You are free from all that. So that dua is the best of duas a person can make. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala had asked Rasulullah s.a.w. for a dua. Ibn said, make dua for afiyat. And after he comes again, there are another dua, he said, ask for afiyat. The best dua, afiyat. Ya Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Grant us afiyat in dunya and akhirat. So don't ask for sabr, because you're inviting a problem, and you might not be able to bear that pain. But when it does come, then you exercise sabr. And ni'mat comes, then you make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He gives his people da'wat, then he explains to them the dream which we explained the other day. And he reminds the person who is going to be freed and who's become the cupbearer of the king. He says, just mention me to the king when you come out of jail. And it so happens that the person forgets. I'm mentioning this because there will be something related to this point, inshallah, I don't know if it will be today or tomorrow. And he says, remind the king about me. Perhaps he's forgotten. Thereafter, in one verse, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam explains, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. And he talks about the nafs. Commentators, there are various different opinions exactly whose statement this is, whether it was Zulaykha or Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, but most of them say it was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says that although he was absolutely chaste, innocent, and he obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he reminds us. He says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي. I do not deem myself to very pure and very holy. Why? He explains the quality, the nature of the nafs. The nafs has three different type of stages or types or forms. The very first form is what he's referring to, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ, which all of us go through. The nafs prompts us towards evil. Ammara, it commands all the time, constantly. It causes you, or it prompts you towards evil. It calls you towards evil. This is called nafs ammara. It instigates evil thoughts into the person. It lures him towards sin. Ammara. Ammara in Arabic means to command. So this is the nature of the nafs. But then, if a person now trains his nafs, he exercises control over the nafs. And that's exactly what we are doing in the month of Ramadan. What we have done is a spiritual training. Like a person does physical training, and he pumps iron, and he goes to the gym, and he is concerned about his health. Like that we have undergone a spiritual training. What we have done, we have tamed our nafs. During the day, the nafs prompted us towards looking at some haram woman. We said, no, I'm not going to spoil my fast. I will lower my gaze. The nafs prompted us to make ghibah. We said, no, I'm fasting. I'm not going to make ghibah. The nafs made us angry or prompted us to become angry at some person. We said, no, I'm going to swallow my anger. You're about to quarrel with some person. I'm not going to fight. I'm going to suppress my nafs. So what you're doing, you are controlling your nafs. You are taming this nafs. And the nafs has reached the stage of lawwama. Lawwama means to reproach. So here now, the nafs has gained spiritual training that it actually reproaches the person and stops the person from doing any wrong. So if the person, before he can even do anything wrong, the nafs rebukes him. That is lawwama. But a higher stage than that is called nafsul mutma'inna. Person is completely conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the thought of evil doesn't come to him. Because he very readily then very easily and happily he obeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just the final stage of the nafs, may Allah ta'ala grant us nafsul mutmainna. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. So this is the state of the nafs a person needs to acquire. Sheikh Ali al-Muttaqi al-Hindi, rahmatullahi alayhi, was the author of Kanz al-Ummal, Students of Deen, Ulama al-Nawa. It's a compilation of thousands of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, runs in several volumes. He has written another kitab in which he explains Shaitan's tricks. And he says, what does Shaitan do? He has a team. And the team of Shaitan comprises of four things. And this team of Shaitan, they are attackers. And they're very dangerous attackers. What Shaitan does, he puts in front of insan, dunya. And dunya will lure you. And will always attract you. So the person falls into the trap of dunya. And on the right hand side, Shaitan sends another attacker, and there is a nafs. And which nafs? Ammara. And then on the left hand side is what you call hawa. Hawa here means a desire. Where a person wants this, he desires, like a little child approaches you, demands for something. So this hawa creates within man a desire of wanting something. And right in the back is Shaitan. He's orchestrating the whole thing. He's behind. He's putting dunya in front, and then he's trying nafs, pushing nafs in front of you. He's putting hawa in front of you, and from the back he's attacking you. So Shaykh Ali al-Muttaqi al-Hindi rahmatullahi alayhi says, to combat Shaitan and his team, we have another team. And so to combat the attacker of dunya, we have the quality of zuhudiness. What is zuhud? Where a person does not become consumed with the love of the dunya. He uses the dunya for whatever necessities he has, but he doesn't become obsessed with dunya. He knows where to draw the line. So he doesn't become an ardent lover of dunya. So what quality he has? The quality of asceticism, where he breaks himself with dunya. There's no love of dunya. There's no attachment with dunya. And then, to fight nafs, a person requires knowledge. Ilm. True ilm. Ilm of deen. So with the ilm, the knowledge he has, he understands the tricks of the nafs. He knows this is the ploy of my nafs. And he's easily able to combat the tricks of the nafs. On the left side we have hawa, the desire within a person. For that he says we have aqal, intellect, intelligence. And you use your aqal and see, is this desire a good desire or not a good desire? So intelligence will be able to combat hawa. And to attack Shaitan we have zikrullah. And this is the most powerful weapon against Shaitan. It is mentioned when the muadhin calls out the adhan, Shaitan adbara. He actually flees from the scene. He cannot stomach the adhan being called out. He goes far away and he waits. Adhan is over, he comes back. Iqama is taking place again. He runs. In fact, as he runs, lagudurat, he passes wind, breaks wind. Okay, then when Salat comes, is a specific type of Shaitan who comes to try and cast insinuation, whisperings and waswasa into a person. Nonetheless, Shaitan cannot take Dhikrullah. This is Dhikrullah, so powerful. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding of all what we're explaining, and then the ulama have mentioned, to be able to combat nafs, Shaitan, and to get Dhikrullah in a person's life, and to develop this quality of Zuhud, then a person has to have the company of good people, the pious people, those who will lead a person towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect the person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us such people, the company of such people. We are all weak, we all require some mentor, an alim who is not there for the sake of the dunya of the people. His gaze is not in the pockets of people. He does it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is focused on the akhirat. He has no other ulterior motives. May Allah guide us. May Allah find us such people who will guide us and make the road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoyable. And that requires sincerity. And when I mentioned, I think rather mentioned today because I might forget, when Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam tells this person in me to remind me, remind the king about me. So when he goes, he forgets. Who forgets? How he forgets? Shaitan makes him forget. And then when the king sees a dream, and this person recalls, the cupbearer recalls, there is a person by the name of Yusuf in prison. He knows interpretation of dreams, because nobody else would give the interpretation to the king's dream, which we mentioned the other day. 7 lean cows eating 7 fat cows, and 7 green corn and 7 dry corn. So he goes to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Now let's for a moment just ponder, had we been in the place of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and the same man who we said, told him, just remind the king about me, and he forgot, and he comes to us, and now he's asking for an interpretation of a dream, what will we do? Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam comfortably gives him the interpretation of the dream, never scolds him, never rebukes him, doesn't tell him a single word. What happened? I told you, and you didn't do anything. Nothing. He gives him the interpretation of the king's dream. And when this person goes and he puts forward the interpretation, the king realizes that this man is no ordinary person. He's absolutely intelligent. And what a beautiful interpretation he gave. I need to see him. Now call for him. Now when the person goes to call, he says, no, wait. Again, if you were in his position, the king is calling you. You'll run from there. I've got my freedom. He says, no, clear my name first. I was innocent. What about those women? Those women, talking about the friends of Zulaykha. Mufassirin say that when Zulaykha, I explained to you the other day, that when she was taunted by those few friends of hers, and the people started talking, the women started talking, that see what Zulaykha has done. So she invited them and they began to cut their fingers when they saw Yusuf alayhi salam passing by. It is mentioned, Mufassirin say, that they went after that and they encouraged Yusuf to go back to Zulaykha. They gave him targhib. Each one individually, go back to Zulaykha. And some Mufassirin even say, they even tried to entice Yusuf alayhi salam for themselves. Imam Razi rahmatullahi and many others have mentioned this. They tried to entice Yusuf alayhi salam for their own selves. So here, he says, go and explain and find out. Tell the king to clear my name. And when the king summons every person, and then he calls Zulaykha and calls his woman, and all of them, that is the time when Zulaykha realizes that Yusuf alayhi salam did not even take her name. He didn't say, ask Zulaykha. He says, ask those women regarding whom I have been put into the prison. فَلَمَا خَطْبُكُنَّ He said, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ قَالَ ارْجِعِ إِلَى رَبِّكَ فَاسْأَلْهُ مَا بَالُ النِّسْوَةِ اللَّاتِي قَطَّعْنَ أَيْدِيهِ Find out about those women who cut the fingers. So Mufassirin explained that he didn't even take Zulaykha's name. He didn't say, what about the wife of the Aziz of Egypt? You know, she seduced me and she tried to do all this. Nothing. He didn't even take her name. Out of respect for the Aziz of Misr. On that, Zulaykha realized the sincerity of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And when she realized that, then she says, Al-ana hashas al-haq. The truth is manifest. It's clear. I was the one who tried to seduce Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He's absolutely, wa innahu lamina sadiqin. He's from those who are the truthful ones. He's absolutely innocent. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So Rasulullah himself mentioned out of his humility. Rasulullah said, if I was in the case of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and this da'i called me, la ajabtu da'i, I would have gone out. But Yusuf alayhi salam waited until his name was cleared. And on that, we find after this point, right till here, there were trials and tests upon Yusuf alayhi salam, as we mentioned in the past few nights. Now Allah Ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him. Allah gives him position. Allah gives him honor. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to understand these beautiful lessons of the Holy Quran. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Rushal. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والسداد اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والسداد اللهم إنا نسألك الاستقامة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يسمع اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, we are reading every single day, we are listening every single day. How kind and how merciful you are. Ya Allah, guide us every step of our life, Ya Allah. Don't make us take any wrong step, my Allah. Don't make us falter and blunder and cause ourselves harm in dunya and qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us. Ya Allah, guide us towards Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Make the path towards you, my Allah, easy, my Allah. Make it be full of happiness, my Allah. Make it be easy for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be maziyadar, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hayatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. Wa fil akhirati hasana. Wa qina azab al-nar. Ya Allah, give us the four qualities we have read today, Ya Allah, that has appeared in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whoever has these four traits, he has the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, give us the understanding of Quran, my Allah. Give us the understanding of sunnah, my Allah. Give us the understanding of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us be ulama al-rabbaniyun, my Allah. Make us be hadin mahdiyin. Don't make us be dhalin mudillin. Ya Allah, don't make us be astray. Don't make us lead others astray. Don't make us be ulama. Make us be ulama-i haq, my Allah. Grant us a heart which is full of your nur, my Allah. The nur of your marifat, my Allah. With your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be grateful servants unto you, my Allah. Don't make us be ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every single ni'mat that you have bestowed upon us. Ni'mat that we are aware aware of, even those that we are unaware of, my Allah. Ya Allah, big ni'mat, small ni'mat, Ya Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman. Especially being in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you gave us the ni'mat of Ramadan, ni'mat of Taraweeh, tilawat of the Quran, dhikrullah. Ya Allah, you brought us into your masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the faculty of hearing, my Allah, so that we could hear your kalam, my Allah. You gave us the ability to make sujood in front of you, my Allah, and bow down in ruku in front of you, my Allah. Allah, accept our tilawat, accept our taraweeh, accept our whatever khidmat we are making, Ya Allah. It is only from you. Allah, only from you, my Allah. Allah, we are useless, my Allah. Allah, we have no strength, my Allah. We have no abilities, my Allah. Allah, whatever it is only from you, my Allah. Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah. You have promised, la in shakartum la zidannakum, that you will increase us in the ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us happiness, my Allah. Give us bliss, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, my Allah. Give us that proximity with you, my Allah. Give us that attachment and bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become distant away from you, my Allah. Don't take us close to shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, fabi'asal qareen, my Allah. What a terrible friend he is, my Allah. We don't want to be his friend, my Allah. Keep us away from shaitan, my Allah. Make us understand the deception of shaitan, the tricks of shaitan, the ploys of our nafs, my Allah. Grant us nafsa mutma'inna, my Allah. Grant all of us nafsa mutma'inna, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Put us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Keep us onto sirat al-mustaqim. Don't make us deviate, my Allah. Don't make us come out of sirat al-mustaqim, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bohat kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can't even keep our roza properly, my Allah. We can't even make tilawat properly, my Allah. We can't even make taraweeh properly, my Allah. We can't make tahajjud properly, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Wallah, assist us to make your shukr, ya Allah, to make your ibadat properly, my Allah, to make your dhikr correctly, my Allah. Make us your friends now, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You are the control of our hearts, my Allah. Change our hearts towards good, my Allah. When we are prompted towards evil, ya Allah, give us that himmat and courage to refrain from evil, my Allah. Don't make us disobey you, my Allah. Don't make us disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't make us follow nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Don't make us become slaves of our hawa, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become slaves of our passions, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Every single day we're hearing more and more people who are sick, my Allah. People who are from our family, Ya Allah, and friends, my Allah. And different people, Ya Allah, in different parts of the world, young and old, my Allah. So many sisters are not well, my Allah. So many masoom children are sick, my Allah. Especially those who got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them complete shifa. Those who are undergoing bypass, who got heart problems, my Allah. So many are critical, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them strength and shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them what is khair for them, my Allah. Ya Allah. And all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a good maut, my Allah. Give us husnul khatama, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, before maut, give us the tawfiq of doing such a good action that you accept it and you are pleased with us, my Allah. Make our khatama come on that, my Allah. Whilst we are in sajda, my Allah. Engage in salat, Ya Allah. Or in making your dhikr, my Allah. Or tilawat of the Quran, my Allah. Let our maut come to us in Madinah Sharif. Grant us baril in jannatul baqi. Grant us the intercession, the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of qiyamah. The whole kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter jannatul baqi. Ya Allah, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, without any reckoning, help us to cross poor sirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Ya Allah, when our a'mal will be weighed, my Allah. Let our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our ancestors, my Allah. Ya Allah, our wives, our children, our progeny, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, especially from the fitnas of the Dajjal. Protect us from every big and small fitna. Ya Allah, there are so many fitna, one after the other. Ya Allah, like beads of a tasbih when it is snapped, my Allah. One after the other, it is coming with such force, my Allah. We do not know what fitna is going to hit us next, my Allah. Keep us with thabit qadmi, Allah. With steadfastness and taqwa, my Allah. With a strong iman, my Allah.
Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight and our sisters and mothers at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, on these Mubarak nights, Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, all those who've got some problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, with these financial, social, domestic problems, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. All those who requested du'as, Ya Allah, answer all the jais murads. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make our students become the coolness of our eyes. Ya Allah, make them excellent huffaz, ulama, suraha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, make them du'at and mujahideen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give hidayah to the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, different parts of the world, especially in different parts of countries in Africa, my Allah, where they've got famine, they've got drought, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food, they've got no clean water even, my Allah. Ya Allah, you send your special mercy upon them, my Allah. Grant them afiyat, my Allah. Grant them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they're going through severe tests, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be easy for them, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alina ya mulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.